Welcome to Agents of Smooch. I am director of Smooch Annette Weirstra. For day 6 of our 12 days of Love Actually, I am joined by agents Jean McDonald and Sandra Wong again. Hello, agents.
Hello, director.
Hello, director.
Today, our mission is Juliet, Peter, and Mark, played by Keira Knightley, Andrew Lincoln, and Chiwetel Ejiofor. Juliet and Peter are getting married in the movie's opening scenes, and Mark surprises the couple with an amazing musical montage during the ceremony. But as we learn, Mark has a serious case of unrequited love that is just awkward.
It's very awkward. They're very, very good looking. I love the wedding scene. I like weddings. Actually, don't like to go to them really much anymore, but I do like to see them on TV. And, you know, Keira Knightley, perfect bride, very nice wedding, nice reception and all of that. So I'm good with that.
I love the wedding. I hate surprises. Honestly, like, no surprise party. Don't throw me a big agency surprise party. I'd hate that. But I think I would have really liked the surprise of having all of your friends do this little musical number and then bringing in the star, some person who I feel like I'm supposed to know, but I'm so old I don't. At the same time, I think having all those people sing at you and play at you would be a lot, but I still think it's sort of adorable.
Yeah, it's very romantic. Mm-hmm. Good song. Great song.
Yeah.
Yes. I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed seeing just all the pieces of the surprise pop up, as it were. I did listen to the commentary track of Love Actually, mm-hmm. and learned a thing, which is that they were inspired by a memorial service, very Richard Curtis, of Jim Henson, where people, starting with Frank Oz, like, brought out their puppets and did their voices. And aww. So starting with Kermit, and then like the whole audience of, you know, Muppet animators, not aww. Audience, but the people who were there did this as a tribute to Jim Henson. Aww. And I thought, nice.
That's
but
so sweet.
Yeah, I like the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as a, I say threeple, I guess it's thruple. Thripple. However you would like to say it, however you'd like to mash it up. This is probably my least favorite grouping in this film, unfortunately. I mean, I love watching Keira Knightley.
Even less than Colin.
Yeah, he's not real for me. Yeah, that's just so...
He's out. No, that's just like on a cartoon interlude.
Yeah. You know, there's some episode we did, a podcast. Was it Best Marigold Hotel? What mm-hmm. do we call it? They could have killed Norman.
Yes.
That's kind of how I feel about Colin. It would have been fine. I get just a quick aside. I get that that's like some kind of, you know, using Americans as the butt of the joke. Okay, got it. That's good. That might have been worth one quick thing, not like this through mm-hmm. line. Yes. This is my least favorite grouping of least favorite love story, I guess it's probably best way to say that. Yeah, I just think it's not great, the stalker elements of Mark, and they, what a fatal misunderuse of Chiwetel Ejiofor. I mean, come
right.
on.
Oh, I know, right?
I was just, can we see more of Peter, please?
Come on.
Yeah.
I know. Anyway.
Exactly. I mean, probably the most interesting and potentially enduring couple, you don't even know anything about them.
Yeah.
Except mm-hmm. that he has a really weird friend. Best friend.
Yeah. Like, you can really tell who is centered in that story, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. Mark. And then Juliet and Peter are really just like the backdrop against which he gets to get his crap together. But he doesn't really. So I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, what is, you know, what is the theme of his story, really?
Number one, when you like someone and you have like a crush and it's your best friend's girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, the great way to make someone you care about feel really good is to ignore them and not talk to them and be mean to them. Yeah. And yep. like, what is that?
So juvenile.
No grown up should do that.
Mm-hmm.
No. I guess, like, I didn't like the stalkery aspects of his character, and the rest of his character was just, like, got a gallery with weird naked pictures in it.
With a lot of boobs.
And butts.
Santa hats. Yeah.
I do, I don't know if relate is the right word, but the idea, yeah, as you say, of like somebody you really do love or you think you love, because obviously you don't really know them probably.
Because he's not talking to her.
Right. So near to you all the time and you have to get over it. I mean, I don't know. It's... They couldn't get Rick Springfield for this musical interlude.
Ouch. That is, okay, that's another problematic fave of mine, that song.
Yeah. My God.
Oh, all my deepest, darkest secrets.
The character of Peter is just like, what does he do? He stands up as a groom at a wedding. He takes over the remote control. That's it. Okay, but she loves him a lot, and we don't know why.
Yeah. I mean, I believe it. I believe it. Have you seen him?
Yes.
It's like kind of immaterial to the show. I have a question of what are you doing with all that footage, Mark?
I don't even know.
I don't actually want to ask that question because I feel like it is, like, that's just creepy.
No, I was just like, you're going to touch that tape? No, don't.
Yeah, no. But like, what is the purpose of going there with the cards to see her?
Mm-hmm.
To be an iconic scene for all time, to be riffed on in popular culture. Because, I mean, they couldn't have predicted that, but it was... So I went to see this with my sister in the theater when it came out. You know, Keira Knightley, she's very young at the time and, you know, kind of a new face. And my sister said, he holds up a card that says, for me, you are perfect. It's like, she's perfect for everybody. Like, that is just like, you know, this idea. And also the idea of Keira Knightley kind of go, even as she's going through the footage, going like, huh, oh, I look kind of pretty in this one. It's like, oh, come on. Like,
yeah,
it's Keira Knightley. So there was a lot of annoying things about this beginning in 2003. But the card thing was kind of funny, if stalkery. Yeah, it's gimmicky. That's
gimmicky. Right.
Even him saying she is perfect is sort of showing he doesn't know her, because none of us are perfect.
Right.
So it's like, that means you are in love with this idealized version of someone and not an actual person.
Yeah, which is easy to uphold when you never, ever communicate with them or get to know them. Like, how convenient.
But like, seriously, like, what is the point of the cards? Like, what does it do for her? It's everything is for him.
Nothing.
It's,
exactly.
It's him getting closure and walking away and going, enough. But you just made it awkward, more awkward for her, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, and then to have it written that she runs out to kiss him.
No, she wouldn't.
Yeah.
She would be like, hun,
no,
we're not seeing him anymore.
And then now he has made her complicit in keeping that secret from her husband.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? That's not okay. What kind of friend are you?
It's very, very messed up.
I'm outraged. You can't tell.
You're right. And I think I agree. It is the most, it is the weirdest setup all around. And it wraps up in the most problematic way.
Like, wouldn't it be more interesting to see him be and have an unrequited love and he just selflessly puts it aside and moves on without having to be a jerk to his best friend and his best friend's wife?
Yeah. It kind of feels to me like that storyline started with the gimmick and then someone worked backwards.
That would actually make sense.
You know, how could we end here? So anyway, yeah. Yeah. I think that was a waste of talent from both Keira Knightley and Chiwetel Ejiofor. I mean, Andrew Lincoln, I'm not a huge fan of his, but I mean, he's serviceable. But he didn't have a ton to work with there either.
No.
If they were ever to make a remake and they decided they needed another thruple, I think it would be way more interesting if the characters were not just, you know, cis heterosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that would be way more interesting. And then, like, skip all the stalkery stuff, though, of course. Yeah. That's a given.
Yeah. Nobody can be a photographer. That just leads to weirdness, apparently. I have to say, watching him hold that video camera throughout, you know, knowing what was going to come, I'm like, I don't see how he got any good video out of this. Yeah. Because, you know, like, even of her, at least in the scenes of him filming, he's not really filming. He's just holding the camera and he's not even looking at his viewfinder.
Yeah.
What about the moment when Sarah, Laura Linney's character, asks Mark, did you love him? Do you love him? And ask the question.
Was that the most like non-heterosexual moment in the movie? Because I think it was.
There was that, and Daniel says to Sam, when he says he's in love, he says, who are you in love with, her or him? So he opens the door for it to be either.
Which is bat it down right away. Like, yes.
But aside from that, it is, those are like the teeniest glimpses of non-hetero cis.
Yeah. This is a film that's full of just casual homophobia thrown in with a tiny bit of transphobia, but not to mention some ableism and fat phobia and misogyny. Yeah. I know, problematic fave. I guess we already said that.
I don't know if there is a word, but if it could exist, this film would be homo nihilia, like they don't even exist, like except for these like little asides. Like, I don't think you see anybody who is not a man woman couple, even in the of the extras and the background and like the streets and like, and it was 2003. It was not exact. It wouldn't have been super groundbreaking to include that.
No, I think in one of the in the video. Mm-hmm. That Juliet's character looks through at Mark's place. One tiny clip when Juliet and Peter are dancing. In the background, there may have been a couple that was two women dancing, a slow dance. That was, I caught that this time, maybe. And on the DVD, there's some deleted scenes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's mention of one older lesbian couple.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
They cut the one queer story.
Yeah.
So go figure. You know. So on that note, perhaps we shall wrap up our day 6 and we will see you again tomorrow for day 7 of our 12 days of Love Actually.
So children, if you believe in Father Christmas like your old Uncle Brian does, subscribe to Agents of Smooch. ¶¶